All right, welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot Pod. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And, of course, we're joined by our third team member of the day, Rico. Nick, how would you describe Rico today?
So if you hear his yelling throughout the pod, we're probably just yelling at him.
He's a psychopath, man.
All right, I do have a confession, though. Did not drop the last pod. The back end was too fucked.
Bruh.
The back end was so fucked.
Well, let's drop this one. Alec needs content, and I'm sure five other listeners do, too. And I know you need to hoop tonight, so we'll make it quick. But yeah, on the rundown, I put the NFL recap first, Nick. So do you have anything of note to talk about before we go game by game on the NFL recap?
Before we do that, I'm just going to recap the NBA draft that we did. I went first, Alec went second. Scoring system... A win equals 1 point. Playoff series win equals.
No one gives a fuck about the scoring system. Let's just.
Winner equals 20 points. If you make the IC tournament,
when does it end?
NBA Finals winner, you get 25 points. NBA Finals winner, we get 35 points. I probably think the IC winner is too high, but that's what Alec wanted, so we gave him 20. All right.
Wait, I'm gonna do my bit. Give me like you got to give me a buffer when you start naming these teams.
Okay. So, with the first pick, I chose OKC.
Andre Roberson.
With the second pick, Alec chose the Rockets.
Trevor Ariza.
With the third pick, Alec chose the Nuggets.
Andre Miller.
Fourth pick, I chose the Cavs.
J.J. Hickson.
Fifth pick, I chose the Knicks.
Andre Bargnani.
Sixth, Alec went with the T-Wolves.
Ooh, interesting. Johnny Flynn.
Then he went with the Lakers.
Brooke Lopez.
Eighth overall, I got the Magic.
Rashard Lewis.
Ninth, I got the Pistons.
Jason Maxiel.
Tenth. Okay, this one threw me for a loop. He chose the Sixers.
Tony Roten.
You forgot you chose them that high?
No, I don't know how that the East sucks, man. Embiid and George will carry them to some wins.
Are they gonna play? That's the big question.
I don't care. They're better than half the other teams in the East. East garbage enough.
With the 11th pick, Alec chose the Grizzlies.
Tony Allen.
Sorry, 11th pick was the Grizzlies. 12th pick, I chose the Warriors.
Festus Ezeli.
Fuck that guy. And the 13th pick, I chose the Spurs.
Matt Bonner.
With the 14th pick, Alec chose the Bucks.
Larry Sanders.
15th pick, he got the Clippers.
I don't like that pick. I wish I didn't do that. Quentin Richardson.
Okay. With the 16th pick, I got the Hawks.
Ugh, gross. Paralantic.
17th, I got the Blazers.
Ooh, Jake Lehman.
18th, Alec had the Raptors.
Ooh, CJ Miles.
19th, Alec had the Heat.
Ooh. Norris Cole. Of course.
20th, I had the Mavs.
Ooh, Brian Cardinal.
21st, I had the Bulls.
Ugh. Gross. Tyrus Thomas.
Well, you're going to move your next pick. Next, Alec had the Suns.
Oh, Archie Goodwin.
Then he had the Celtics.
Ugh, gross. I really had them?
Yes.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, if I could use him for like 10 teams. My next pick was the Pacers.
Ew, David West.
Then I had the Hornets.
Ew, Emeka Okafor.
Then Alec had the Knicks. Or sorry, not Knicks, Nets. Fuck.
Mirza Teletovic.
I forgot about that guy. Then Alec had the Kings.
Ooh, the Kings. Carl Landry.
All right, then I had the Pelicans.
Oh, gross. Ew. Ew. The Pelicans.
Yeah.
Elfrid Payton.
My final pick was the Wizards.
Yeah, they don't exist. No bit for them.
All right. And then Shout out John Wall. And then Alec finished out with the Jazz.
Andre Kirilenko.
All right. That was our NBA draft. All right. I'm sure you might hear that chewing in the background. That is just Rico gnawing on his toy, but at least he's...
Let him be, man. Let him be. Nick, let's do the NFL recap. Do you have the schedule pulled up from what happened over the weekend?
No, I was going to let you. I thought you were leading
it. I have the rundown pulled up. I can't pull up the scores too, Nick.
What the fuck? I don't even know what I did on my phone.
Rico has it. That's what he's chewing on.
Oh, shit. They already have the gym. Okay. Gotta go back.
I'll start out with the Bears one just because it's the one I know the most about, and I watched it. The Bears taking care of the Saints. Saints, garbage. Caleb, not a very good game out of you, but stack the wins, man. Stack the wins. DeAndre Swift, I apologize to you, I guess. I've been talking shit on you for your entire Bears career, and you had two good back-to-back games. Hopefully that continues. The defense, for the love of God, start wrapping the cornerbacks in bubble wrap in practice. They might as well put me out there. Like, they're fucking decimated in the secondary. Everything else about the Bears? Oh, Ben Johnson, psychopath. I love him. There's a mic'd up Nick, and they showed him reacting to nothing. Or every play, he would just sit there in complete silence the whole entire game. And then, of course, in the locker room, he went fucking crazy. He's a psychopath, man. He's one of those crazy-ass coaches who are just like, something's off in his brain, and he wants to break the other team. I love him.
Glad Alec was talking about the Bears.
I want to talk about the Saints real quick. Spencer Rattler, you kind of ass. I'm not a member of the Rattler Hive. You know when he lets the ball go. Well, that's not hard. That's a low bar.
It's probably honestly, he might still be younger than Chuck.
Honestly, I think he is. But, he's not good.
Trevor Lawrence's high school class.
He's not good, and I don't think Kellen Moore's going to make it very far with the Saints.
We'll see what they decide to do. All right, jumping back to the Thursday game, we had actually a very good game, but a shootout, if you will, from the unction. We had Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers, and shout out to Joe Flacco just pressing the Jamar Chase button over and over again.
Thank you, Joe Flacco, on behalf of my fantasy team. I respect you. Aaron Rodgers, retire, bitch. That's all I got to say on that game. Anything else on that game, Nick?
I think they just forgot they had DK Metcalf on the team, but...
Another reason for Aaron Rodgers to retire.
That was a fun game. Going to the London game that I always pretend does not exist. Rams blew out the Jags.
You know what? Well, I'm glad. I'm glad, because fuck the Jags. Anytime you think they're real, they're going to lay a fucking egg. It's like they're literally NFL Nebraska.
London's already like their second home, though.
I don't care. They stay there. Fuck them. Trevor Lawrence, you suck. Your ass. Stop trying to be good. Just no. Go in purgatory. You already are in purgatory. Raiders, what am I saying?
Chiefs are back. Patrick Mahomes.
Who said
he's winning the MVP?
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, he's winning the MVP. It's written in stone. Hey, he's winning the MVP.
You let Dak get hot and watch.
Bro, they're going to at least be 500, though.
Well, another thing to talk about the MVP is Lamar's hurt. Josh Allen has been kind of doo-doo compared to last year.
But Josh Allen's an easy schedule. He's still going to get, like, 12 wins.
Yeah, but they're not going to give him an MVP if he, like, has all his stats go regressed from last year.
That's going to be Pat this year.
Well, honestly, if you look at the quarterbacks, like, Baker's MVP status was like fuck last game. And no one is ever going to give it to Baker.
I know they ain't giving it to Baker. Especially after last night, bro. They ain't giving it to Baker. It's going to be Mahomes. You heard it here first.
I could see it being Goff if the Lions keep.
Not a hot take, but yeah, they're giving it to.
I could see it being Goff.
Nah,
but they probably rely on the run game too much.
Another game I pretend didn't exist. Browns Dolphins.
Bro, Mike McDaniel, what are you doing?
Again, I don't think Mike McDaniel's a problem. I think the real problem is
how many points did they score?
Six.
Is he not supposed to be a genius offensive coordinator? I don't care how bad your quarterback is.
Bro, your quarterback literally threw bro, your quarterback threw a fucking pick six.
So?
At their own end zone, like, bro. Bro, what is he supposed to do out there? Like, is he supposed to be coach and quarterback?
Bruh.
He can only do so much.
Call better plays.
You can call good plays.
But also, but
if,
also.
You can call good plays, but if your players can't execute, then.
Also, Tua, stop talking. Just stop talking. Stop talking,
Tua,
man.
Retire.
Stop talking.
He won't, because he got that big bag, but Tua, retire.
How is he still the coach of the Dolphins? That's insane.
Another game I pretend didn't exist. Well, nah. Patriots, Titans. Drake May.
Oh, but yeah, you love Drake May, but you gotta fucking pretend it doesn't exist.
Like, well, it's because the Titans are in it. It's like, I feel we're finally. We already knew they were putting Bell to ass.
Drake May's been pretty damn good this year.
Hell yeah,
but boy. They also have a very easy schedule, so it kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, they.
Like,
them and the Bills literally Patriots, have like the easiest schedule.
Go play some good teams, please. Thank you. Because this Drake May's hype is going to get out of control, and then he's going to regress when he finally plays a good team, and people are just going to be like, oh.
The Patriots literally had the worst record in the NFC East last year, and then the NFC East is a shitty division, and then they just play a bunch of shitty
NFC. I wish the Bears were in the AFC East.
Okay, fine. Another game you want to pretend didn't exist, Panthers-Jets.
Yeah, I picked it. Didn't I pick the Jets in that game?
I picked the Panthers.
Bro, Aaron Glenn, man, you may be one and done.
Also, Panthers 4-3, surprisingly.
And Justin Fields, your time is up, man. Ah, you just, you're bad. Panthers are the fakest 4-3 in the league. Get up, stop with that bullshit. That team's ass. And also, I guess we can get to this in the NFL preview, because we're doing both today. Andy Dalton, back. Bryce Young's hurt.
Oh. Never mind. Didn't even know that. I don't really care. I don't think it matters. Oh, all right. Actual pretty semi-good game last week. Eagles-Vikings.
That wasn't a good game. The Eagles. The Eagles. No, I'm tired. I'm tired of the Eagles.
It
just,
was a decent game.
I'm
but...
tired. The Eagles are the fucking old, like, Jimmy, Bam, and Hero Heat from a couple years ago, where they just stopped giving a fuck about the regular season and they just let teams hang around, and then they're going to turn it on the playoffs. They're going to try to be like the Heat, the Big Three Heat, where they just had to flip the switch. The Eagles fucked around with the Vikings, tried to get them to win it, and the Vikings just suck because Carson Wentz is their quarterback.
Well, shout out to Jordan Addison, get me some fantasy points. I appreciate it.
Well, enjoy it, because he's going to get himself suspended by doing something stupid in like 2 weeks, probably.
He can get suspended after the season. I feel like he fell to me in a couple drafts just because he got suspended. But hey, that dude's a dog. Speaking of dogs,
so
Rico, Rice is back.
You can hear him licking the mic right now.
Yeah, he got done with his chew toy. Now he's licking. Colts Chargers.
I'm finally on. I'm still anti Colts, but I'm finally on your side with the Chargers. Done with them. Enough.
Told you.
Justin Herbert.
Sometimes teams just have some bad juju. Chargers are one of them.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh. If he's not cheating, maybe he doesn't win.
Rico's licking me. Hey, what's up, buddy? Oh God, the fucking comeback of not even the week. The comeback of the fucking century. Broncos, Giants.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the Giants. Can I just say something about this? Fuck the Giants, because I was all ready to come on this podcast and start my Bo Nix agenda, and they just fucked it up.
Bro, the Giants fuck. Or no, not the Giants. The Broncos scored 30 fucking points in the fourth quarter. What the fuck? How do you score 30 points in the fourth?
I don't know.
It wasn't even like a fourth. I think it was like the last like 6 or 7 minutes. Like, goddamn.
I don't know, man, but I'm telling you,
the fuck out of that,
Bo Nix sucks. The Broncos suck, and the Giants sneaky—they're gonna ruin some team seasons. I don't know if you can actually ruin a team season in the NFL, but they're gonna just come into some.
Stop chewing your collar! Oh my god, this guy! All right, what? Oh god, Rico, why are you so licky today? Oh god, no. All right. Another shitty game I was on. Cardinals-Packers. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck the Cardinals. Oh, I keep saying fuck these teams. Cardinals had every opportunity to win that damn game. That 4th-and-1 call with the when they tried. It was basically 4th-and-2, but they tried to sneak with Jacoby Brissett. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Rico, come here. Get away from Nick. He can't outhandle you. Come on.
All right. I already told you about the Cardinals. Fuck the nerds. Well, this game was good if you had a Cowboys fantasy player on your team. Shout out the Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb was back. He went off with a fucking bang. Javonte Williams, Dak, George Pickens.
Yeah, look who they were facing. Families. Look who didn't go off. Jaden Daniels, like I said.
He also got injured. Oh,
well, that's, in the third. Again, who would have thought that skinny-ass dude could not stay healthy?
Hey,
wow.
You did say Caleb Williams looked like ass, so.
Well, I'm not saying
that. I told you, Drake May, best quarterback out of the three.
That's not
true. Best quarterback in that class.
Just waiver Caleb to get. First of all, if you go back and research, Jared Goff's first 8 games with Ben Johnson were not good because Jared Goff had to learn the system, and Ben Johnson's system is hard. So just wait till they get settled in. Just wait. He's going to take off. You just got to stack wins now so you have a chance in the when you get efficient, and then you keep on becoming elite.
The mic is not for you, Rico.
Okay. My next pick, or not my next pick, for the next game is San Francisco and Atlanta. Christian McCaffrey feeding families.
I'm tired of what they're doing with Mac Jones. Went. Fuck Mac Jones. And
bro,
also,
Mac Jones.
Can we get the Falcons out of prime
CMC,
time?
Bro, that shit was not Mac Jones.
Can we get the Falcons out of prime time?
If Falcons are in prime time, they need to be at home. They cannot play on the road. No, what? They literally just cannot play on the road. Wait, fuck. What was that? There was one NBA team recently. Was it like the Warriors or something where they're like fucking like 30 plus at home, but they were like fucking like they won like 10 games.
Why
on
is
the road
he already bringing up
like
NBA?
That.
We're talking about NFL.
I'm just saying the Falcons are literally like that. They'll win like all their home games, but they literally cannot win a game on the road.
Well, they're the Falcons. You're going to have to educate me on the Monday night games because I did not watch a single minute of either of them. So.
I did not watch a single
but
minute
I will,
of the second game.
I will throw up my shot in that we couldn't get on the last podcast because Nick didn't even drop the thing. Monday night football doubleheaders, enough. Don't like them. Get out of here. They dilute the Sunday slate. We don't need to stay up till 1 a.m. to watch football on Mondays. On Saturdays, hell yes. On Sundays, even yes. Mondays, nah. I had worked all day.
The second game was
don't
better. I'd be for it, but the second game wasn't that great.
Yeah, because CJ Stroud, ass.
Yeah, Texans kind of ass. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, that was the second game of the Monday night. First game of the Monday night was, Lions at, or wait, no, sorry, Bucks at Lions. The Lions put belts to Ash, Jahmyr Gibbs was feeding families, and he just went off. So, yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs. That was the only good part of that game.
Okay, well, the next on the rundown, we're going to save my Nebraska rant till after we get through the rest of the college football interesting games because I'm going to need my space to go off. So, Nick, pull up the college scores, and we'll start doing that. I'll carry this one because I know that you don't give a fuck about college.
I want some college.
Take that damn toy away from him.
Oh, Louisville put belt to ass against Miami. Also, I will say at the same game, at the same time, Shohei had the best baseball game of all time.
God.
3 home runs, 10 strikeouts. Fuck yeah. We won the World Series. I told you, Shohei shows up when it matters. And
it's
Louisville
not even true. He had one good game in the playoffs. He's batting like 215.
Put belt to ass, but. Carson Beck also sucked and threw 4 picks against Louisville.
Everybody knew this was bound to happen at least once. I mean, people for real, unless you're maybe Ohio State, people for real got to start being okay with one loss. This is going to go hand-in-hand with my rant later, but people just got to be okay that they're going to lose games.
Bro, one loss means nothing now.
Exactly. But also, it was bound to happen with Carson Wentz going dumb. I'm going to fucking kill this goddamn guy.
But yeah, Carson Wentz, ass, but hey, he's got the fucking best receivers, so they'll make some happen. All right, so we want to talk about your
no.
Monday
I told here, you we're gonna get
nah,
through.
Bro,
no, we're gonna get through.
Right,
no, we're gonna
right,
get
fine,
through the
I'm,
rest.
I'm telling you.
We already know the score. Everybody tuning in knows the score. I'm gonna go on my rant afterwards because we're gonna go college football recap. Then we're gonna do the Nebraska rant and slide into the preview where we cover Northwestern and Nebraska first, and then do the rest. And then we're gonna go back to NFL. and then you're going to talk about NBA for like however long you want to talk about NBA, because I have nothing to add to the NBA because
Husker sucks and cannot do anything against against the Ophers. All right, Ohio State, belt ass against Wisconsin.
Don't care. Wisconsin, how's Luke Fickle still have a job?
Belt ass against Michigan State.
Oh, Texas, Indiana, A&M, fuck you.
Arkansas, fucking shootout. God damn. Arkansas, they cannot finish game, but they will hang around.
I they have a take about Texas A&M. I'm going to go out on a limb here. They may fuck me this week. I don't know who they're playing, so I guess we'll get to that. I kind of think they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Well, like they're ranked
number four overall. Well, okay, LSU was in the top 10 like last week. LSU sucks. I don't give a fuck about the rankings. They're especially SEC schools, they're overranked all the time. But I think Texas A&M is legit good.
Ole Miss fucks me because they cannot finish against Georgia. God damn.
Lane yeah.
Figure it out.
Well, Lane Kiffin walked in with his agent into that game like, hey, Florida, come and get me. Or Ole Miss, give me some money. And then he does that. So, Lane Train, get it together.
Well, they look good for the first three quarters. That fourth quarter, though.
Also, my coworker was talking about this game in one of our meetings because he's from Georgia and he's a Georgia fan. And he was like, the best thing I saw is Gunnar Stockton looked good. And they're all happy with Gunnar Stockton right now, which is going to be hilarious when that guy fucks up. Because that guy's not good. And he's going to fuck up. And they're all going to hate him at some point.
Again, it's college players. Give it time. We'll figure it out later. Another fucking dick tease for the over, which hit several times. Tennessee at Alabama. Goddamn. Tennessee, get it in the fucking end zone. Put it in.
Well, they tried. They were at the one and threw a 99-yard pick six that one time. So, Joey Aguilar, enough.
Oh, and then at the end of the game, they were again at the end zone at the 1 yard line. They still couldn't put it in. Arizona upset Texas Tech. There was that. Shout out Sam Levitt. That's all I know. I got the tail end of that game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I think about that game. I think Texas Tech had the same thing about Arizona State that Nebraska and some teams have and some other teams, and they're just like, they go in feeling themselves and then just get their ass beat. It happens.
All right, your upset pick of the week, Oregon Rutgers.
Yeah, that was a bad pick.
Oregon football's ass. It was not even close.
Yeah, I thought since it was at Rutgers, they may have a shot, but they obviously did not.
It's Rutgers.
Like, yeah, but I don't know if Oregon's that good. Oregon may be kind of doo-doo.
I think Oregon's good.
I don't know, man. That Penn
State. They lost to Indiana.
Yeah, I don't think Indiana's that good. And also, they barely beat Penn State.
Well, we all thought Penn State was good.
Maybe
they broke Penn State. Hey, you never know.
No, I think UCLA broke Penn State.
Andy, that game wasn't as close as the final score would lead you to believe, but Andy kind of put belt ass against LSU. Never really felt like it was in question.
Yeah, but I also feel like Vandy's about to not be in the playoffs. I'm sorry, it's a cool story, but I don't know what their remaining schedule is. But I feel like they're gonna lose.
Nah, man. I'm saying it, Vandy. Oh fuck, is that a hot take at this point? But Vandy making the playoffs. Yeah, they're making the playoffs.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to get the benefit.
Other Oxboy, Diego Pavia.
I don't think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt like Georgia or Bama would if they have another loss and they're on the edge.
Bro, how many losses do they have?
They have one.
One loss.
Okay, but if they get two, that's when you start being on the edge.
Bro, they'll be fine with two.
I don't know, man. They'll especially be fine with two. If Ole Miss, Georgia, and Bama all have two losses, I'm sorry, but Vandy's going to, depending on who those losses are.
They will
are
put
two,
a fourth SEC team in. Okay, goddamn.
If there's two Big 12 teams that are like have one loss, if Ohio State goes and wins out, if Oregon wins out, they have one loss, they're in. Indiana wins out, they're
in. Listen to me now, believe me later on. Vanderbilt will be in there. Speaking of another team that couldn't put in, Duke. Yeah. Sold against Georgia Tech, and I fucking love it.
Yeah, I don't know how they lost that game, especially in the first half. They should have been up big.
Like that first drive when they're about to score, they literally fumbled it.
Yeah.
And Georgia Tech literally returned it for a touchdown. That was funny. I enjoyed that game a lot. USC Notre Dame. That game, I was... I didn't really watch. I was doing stuff.
Jaden Maeva. I'm going to regret
this. I saw the first drive where he fucking went off, and apparently they could not do anything after that.
Because it's a scripted drive, man. And I don't... He makes some dumb decisions with the ball.
No.
But I also think CJ Carr, Notre Dame quarterback, not good. He's going to be overrated because he's white. He goes to Notre Dame. People are going to love him. Not good.
Oh, without a fucking doubt. Oklahoma, South Carolina. South Carolina fucking sucks. I don't think Lenore Sellers is good.
Yeah, but Oklahoma's also fucked because their remaining schedule, I do know theirs.
They do have a tough-ass schedule. Like, hard. But fuck, if they make it through that schedule, they'll probably they can make.
Oh yeah, if they make it through, they're definitely in the playoffs. But I don't think they will.
Utah, BYU. I did not watch any of that game.
BYU, I told you they're legit. They're good.
I believe it. I also did not watch any of this game. Missouri, Auburn. Missouri just cannot.
Auburn is like
put it in either.
Auburn is kind of like gonna be Scott Frost level.
They're kind of like best. Arkansas. They're kind of shitty, but they'll just hang around against every team.
Yes, but they are, like, on the verge of winning and then, like, shoot themselves in the foot to lose. Like, they're Scott Frost, Nebraska, to a T in the SEC.
All right. Well, Virginia at Washington State. Washington State actually kept that game kind of close.
Washington State's kind of frisky.
Yeah.
They won by a safety.
Yeah, that was fucking ridiculous. South Florida was putting up belt ass against LSU, or FAU. Texas... They suck.
Dude, Kentucky should have won that fucking game too. But Kentucky's offense, garbage. Mark Stoops, see ya. You're on the hot seat, buddy. Not sure who the hell Kentucky will get.
Kentucky. Bro, once basketball season comes around, they don't even know football exists.
Yeah, they pretend.
UAB, upset of the fucking week. Beating Memphis. God damn.
Yeah, Memphis was getting playoff hype too.
Trent Dilfer couldn't even...
If your team clearly hates your coach, you might as well fire him because you're going to get that interim coach bump and wreck some ass that next week.
Yeah, must have hated Trent Dilfer.
Like, Wisconsin, go into your next winnable game and fire Luke Fickell and see what happens. I guarantee you probably win.
Well, that was kind of it for the college football slate.
All right, so do I have to pivot?
Wants to go off on his fucking rant on Nebraska.
Well, explain what happened.
I wasn't really watching that game that hard, but Nebraska just could not put it in. And just kind of the same things. Dylan Raiola wants to be Patrick Mahomes. Wants to look a little Mahomey, but then can always get sacked because he isn't as athletic. Isn't as mobile in the pocket. Doesn't know what to do. Can't move around. Alec wants to cry. That game broke every Nebraska fan here. I don't know why, because... I guess they thought they were a fucking playoff team, even though I was like, you guys still might want to chill.
Okay, I really wish, because I've really calmed down a lot, because it's not actually Saturday or Friday night, but I'm so tired of the fucking fan base. Everybody coming in picked 8-4, 9-3, or 7-5. Nick, do you have to lose games to be 8-4, 7-5, or 9-3?
Yes.
So, guys... The season's not over just because of these fucking Nebraska loses to Minnesota. Do I like the way they lost? Fuck no. Do I think they showed up? No. Do I think you can make excuses about it being a short week, being on the road back-to-back weeks with all the travel? Yeah, you can. That's not an excuse, though. PJ Fleck hates us. PJ Fleck knows that he wants to beat the fuck out of Nebraska, and Nebraska never shows up to that stupid fucking game against that stupid fucking team, and they should have won. But Troy Dannon was interviewed last night. He's the AD at Nebraska, for those who don't know. And he said, y'all got to realize, Matt Rhule is in year 3, but the fans are in year 15 of this bullshit. So the fans feel like every game's life and death. Patience. If they go out and lay an egg versus Northwestern like they did against Minnesota, then, hell yeah, Matt Rhule, hot seat. Go to Penn State. Fuck you. I don't care. Dana, hot seat. Go coach somewhere else. Fuck you. I don't care. John Butler, the jury's still out on you, man. I'm skeptical of you. But here's the thing. The fans need to calm the fuck down. You don't think, Nick, let me ask you a question.
Do you think the way this fan base goes to the extremes on the good and the bad affects the players and seeps into the players?
I don't fucking know, but Nebraska fans,
they jump
a little bit too fast. I'm like, y'all can chill. There's a progression to these things. Like,
well, I'm saying on both sides. Like when you're 5-1, oh, playoffs, hell yeah, Matt Rhule, you're 3. Oh God, we gotta give him all this raise to not go to Penn State, and then it's like we lose, and we're like, oh shit, we're never gonna win again. We're going 6-6. Ugh. Guys, it's still.
Yeah. Jake was like, I'll be surprised if they win like 2 more games. I'm like, bro, just chill.
maybe they'll go 6-6. Then we got to talk.
Right, yeah, if they lose out like they did like the first year, then yeah, you got a problem. But like it's year 3, you shouldn't be doing that. Like,
yeah, but they're you got to give them a chance to respond.
Over 500, be like 8-4, make a bowl game.
And also, people have this revisionist history. I wasn't alive back then to watch these games. Obviously, the 90s teams. They had some bad losses too. It wasn't always good. There was some bad in there. You just got to be patient. And this bullshit about going to two extremes just fucking, I swear to God, it seeps into the players. They start feeling the pressure and then they start cracking. And maybe the coaches do too. I don't fucking know. Not an excuse for the players or the coaches.
Matt Rhule definitely got that lemon booty.
Well, I don't know if he did anything to lose that game. They may be in the prep, but not in the actual game. But here's the thing. Dana Holgorsen, start calling quicker passes. Stop calling routes that take forever to develop. Your quarterback clearly sits there and doesn't get rid of the fucking ball. And I don't know how offensive line play works. I don't know what the assignments were. I don't know. Maybe the running back missed a block. Minnesota rushed 2 fucking guys and got a sack.
That is funny.
Like, first of all, Dylan, step up in the fucking pocket. You have 3 big-ass dudes to protect you. That dude has no fucking pocket awareness whatsoever. And, just show up at Northwestern or fuck out of my life forever. All right, let's preview the week. I'll start with that game. I think Nebraska actually shows up because they're at home, and Northwestern is basically Minnesota light. They're a little less talented than Minnesota, but they play just the same way. So it's actually a good test to see if you respond. So
glad it's an early game.
Yeah, me too, because I don't want to sit there and be nervous the whole fucking day for that shit. But they better start fast, because the fans, they're going to turn on them real fucking quick. If Northwestern comes out and just drives it down their throat, starts out 7-0, then Dylan goes 3-and-out, or there's a turnover or anything, those fans are going to be booing. That stadium's not going to be in a good place, so they better start out quick, and they better fucking win the game. But guess what, Nick? If they do, what will Nebraska fans do, including myself probably? They're going to get on the podcast next week, and we're going to be like, hell yeah, beat USC, night game, come in here, bitches, we're back. Just calm down. Rico thought I was talking to him when I said that, because that's what I always tell him. But what are the other college games on the thing?
All right. Not as much of a packed week this week, but we do have a good game at 11 a.m. with Ole Miss, Oklahoma.
I think Ole Miss wins that game, but I also think Brent Venables may kill that D2 quarterback.
Oklahoma wins it.
It's tough. It's tough.
Ole Miss has been showing some flaws, and they cannot finish a good
Oklahoma
game.
Oklahoma doesn't? Oklahoma has flaws too, Nick.
Yeah, John Mateer's hand may not be fully healthy, but we'll see. South Florida at Memphis. Ooh, I feel like South Florida.
I feel like Memphis.
I don't know if they put belt to ass, but fuck, they might.
Memphis may have like a Nebraska type bounce back game, or they may roll over and die. Who knows?
Oh, God, fuck. This game's going to suck. But Alabama's at South Carolina. I think Alabama pulls bell to ass against South Carolina.
Where's that at?
It's at South Carolina. But South Carolina, I don't
think. They may be frisky. I think they do the Missouri, Nick. I think they hang around for a lot longer. People start perking their ears up, and they're like, ooh, let's do this, South Carolina. And then South Carolina just, Lenora Sellers fucks it up, or their defense fucks it up.
I don't know. I don't think they're good.
Ooh. How the fuck did Alabama lose to Florida State?
Well, this game will definitely either help or hurt my case for Vandy, but Vanderbilt
And Missouri goes to Vanderbilt.
That's a good game. I think college game day is there.
I think Vandy wins it.
I don't. I think the pressure is on them now. They're at college game day.
I don't know.
They're not going to handle that well. Missouri is better than we think.
I think Vandy's better than giving them credit for, too.
I don't know.
Oh, BYU at Iowa State. The Mormons go to fucking...
That's a good game.
Oh, God. What the fuck is Iowa State again?
Cyclones.
No, where?
Ames.
Ames, yeah. Fucking Ames.
I don't know if Iowa State's healthy yet, but I think that Holy War game, BYU versus Utah, Utah's a tough team. BYU's probably beat up. That was a tough battle. I could see them coming back in Iowa State. Like, they're tired, they're beat up, they have struggled getting started. What time is that game?
2:30.
Oh. I still think Iowa State wins.
Nah, I got BYU. All right, we got Illinois at Washington.
Oh, Washington's winning.
Yeah, I got Washington.
And then Illinois can enjoy not being in the top 25 anymore this year. Enough with them.
Although you guys immediately were like, Washington sucks when they lost to Michigan.
Not me. That was more Alec. But
you were going along for the bit.
Yeah. You got to commit to the bit.
That game sucks ass. That game's kind of mid. I don't want to talk about Texas. Oregon's
who are they playing?
Mississippi State.
Ooh, that's a loss. I'm serious. Mississippi State's annoying. They're frisky. They should have won last game versus Florida. Rest in peace, Bill and Napier.
Oregon will put Bell's ass against Wisconsin.
That is a fact.
Stanford, Miami. I don't think that game will be that interesting. Although I do think FSU kind of sucks.
Kinda. They suck.
I kind of wish I didn't take them in our draft. That was a big mistake on my part.
We need to start doing the. We waited until the first week was over to do the draft this year, and it kind of fucked us up.
Yeah, because I wanted to do it the week before, but then I kind of forgot about it. So that was my fault.
Because no one would have picked FSU.
Yes. Where was I at? Texas A&M, LSU, that is the night game.
Where's that game at?
It is at LSU at Death Valley.
Ooh, that's a hard place to play. But this is a good point for Texas A&M to actually prove to me that they're legit, and yeah. I'm right about my take. So I'm picking Texas A&M, and watch out for Baton Rouge to turn on Brian Kelly if they lose this game.
Any other good games? I say Houston at Arizona State. That should be a good game.
I really don't care about the Big 12. Like, the Big 12, the original Big 12, like Iowa State, you know, Oklahoma State, like, cool. But Houston and Arizona State, I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
Arizona State's winning that game.
I guess Arizona State's kind of part of the original B12.
No, they're Pac-12.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
Fuck. I can't remember anymore. All right, move on to NFL.
Yep. NFL, we'll take our shots and I'll get out of here. I may do like a little solo NBA pod.
Oh, I gotta do my baseball fun rankings, and I gotta also have a take about Stephen A. Smith. I'll do my Stephen A. Smith take right now. Hey, Stephen A., enough of you. Like, I see this grift from a mile away. You're gonna run as a Republican in politics, and you're going to try to get elected, and when you're not, I hope you disappear forever. The media has outgrown the need for you, and stop trying to go after LeBron, man. You're trying to use him for fucking clout. We get that you don't fucking like him. Keep his name out of your mouth then. Like, shut the fuck up. Then tell him it doesn't matter. Tell him to focus on new entertaining things. If you don't like him so much, stop fucking talking about him.
Shout out my boy Mello. Pulled up to the NBC broadcast in a quarter zip.
That kind of made me a boomer, to be honest with you. I was about to text that in the group chat, but I didn't want to be called a white boomer. Because, like, Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, they're all suited out and look nice, and then this dude fucking pulls up in that.
Hey, Hall of Fame energy.
But I'm just saying, can we commit to one thing? Make Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady pull up like that, too, then.
Yeah, let's just pull up like in their old jerseys. That would be fun. Like, if you're going to get X-Players, I feel like you should have them look at their old jersey or some shit. That would be fun.
You want them to announce the game in their jerseys?
They weren't really... They're not the announcers, though.
I guess that's true.
But that'd be fun. Just have them, like, pull up, like, in their... Like, Vince Carter, like, in a fucking, like, 15 Nets jersey.
Well, Vince Carter played for like 15 teams, so which teams? Maybe he has to wear all 15 jerseys. Like
Vince Carter Nats. T-Mac.
Nah, Vince Carter Raptors. The throwback.
I feel like his best years were with the Nats.
Enough of this bullshit. NBA. All
right, T-Mac.
Done. NFL.
Now, T-Mac's going to be either Orlando or Houston, and then Melo.
T-Mac is Houston. Melo's a Knick.
Melo. Not just Melo's nice, too.
Melo's known as a Knick.
He was known as both.
He's no shit, Nick. But what is LeBron? LeBron's a Cav, right?
Honestly, his longest tenure. Well, longest.
No one's gonna remember
longest
him as a
one
Laker.
Tenure was with the Lakers.
No one cares about that.
But yeah, he's not really. He's not a real Laker.
Shut the fuck up. NFL. NFL games go. Stephen A. Smith.
All right, we got
Thursday
night. You know the Thursday night matchup?
I have no idea.
And then this guy claims to know ball. It's Vikings Chargers. Come on.
Well, that's why I didn't care. Honestly, Thursday night is not the game I give a fuck about. And that game sucks. There are two teams that suck. If the Chargers don't win, I will never pick them to win a game again. Carson Wentz, get out of my life.
Yeah, I don't care. Jordan Addison, put up some points for me. Thanks, Bob.
Who's your pick?
Give me the Vikings. Gross. Bro, you would have said gross either way.
Fair.
Bears, Ravens. Ravens need to come back.
Ravens need to win. Lamar was limited in practice today, so it looks like he's probably going to start. But I don't think he will, because I think they have to be careful with him. And, you know, this is going
to
sound like a cop-out.
Yeah, there was some weirdest doctor saying that he needs to rest like another week with his hamstring.
If Lamar plays, I think the Ravens win because I think they go all out and have to save their season. If he doesn't, I think the Bears win.
Fair.
But it may be worth the line because the line is still up at Ravens 6.5, and there's a chance Lamar doesn't play. And that line is – I would put some money on the Bears if you want to risk some – if you believe Lamar's not playing.
Do it.
No, I'm not driving to Iowa to bet on the Bears. Bears already are bound to piss me off somehow, even if they win.
Bengals, so. Jets. I got Bengals.
Joe Flacco, hell yeah.
Jamar Chase. Enough said.
Can they trade the Bears Cam Taylor Britt, please? They benched him. I want him.
Oh, why'd they bench him?
Just don't fucking put him at punt returner. Don't put him at fucking punt returner.
Return him at the 2-yard line again?
No, I don't know why. I saw a tweet about it, but I didn't care enough to click.
Another disgusting game. Dolphins, Falcons. I got the Falcons. Falcons God. Home, killing.
I got the Dolphins.
Disgusting. I would never do that. Bills, Panthers. Bills at the Panthers.
I got the Bills. If the Panthers win that game with Andy Dalton and the Bills don't, the Bills are officially on, not fraud watch.
No, they're on fraud. No, if you lose to the Panthers, you're on fraud watch.
No, I think it's worse than fraud watch. I think fraud watch is like Bucks. Like, I think the Bills are like...
Oh, I feel like the Bucks have won.
You're on, like, turmoil watch. Like, Sean McDermott, watch your back, man.
All right. We got 49ers, Texans.
God, why do the fucking... Why does this league keep making the 49ers go against these easy-ass teams?
Because they have fucking had a shitty-ass schedule or shitty record last year. That's why.
The Bears have a shitty had a shitty record, and they have hard ass teams. They gotta go play the fucking Ravens.
Bro,
I guess they're not good.
Because the fucking bottom teams need a handout, so we gotta give them easy games.
Again, look at the Bears' schedule. I guess it's partially because they play in the division, and all those teams are good. So
it's because their division's good. That's why like the Patriots have an easy game. That's why even the Bills, even though they technically have a first place schedule, their schedule is still one of the easiest because they play in the AFC East. But, I got the 49ers. Giants, Texans.
I thought the 49ers were playing the Texans.
Oh, wait, fuck. fuck. I literally looked in between both those games. Sorry, Giants, Eagles. My bad. Giants,
Eagles.
Yeah, it's hard to see the Giants taking two against the Eagles. And I feel like the Eagles are going to want their get back for getting embarrassed on Thursday night. So, I probably got to go with the Eagles on this one. Browns at the Patriots. Give me the Patriots.
Give me the Browns.
Bucks at the Saints.
Give me the Bucks.
You know, upset pick of the week. Give me the Saints.
Dude, I watched that Saints team last week. They fucking suck, man.
Yeah, but they're at home this time.
I don't care.
It's different.
The Bucks are actually good, I think. And if the Bucks lose, fraud watch.
Yeah, that'll be their fraud watch game. All right. That's disgusting. Titans or Colts.
I'm picking the Titans because I don't like the Colts.
I'm picking the Colts. The Titans suck. Oh, fuck. We got America's Game of the Week. I'm sure they're going to play this game everywhere here. We got Cowboys-Broncos.
Ew. Cowboys.
Sorry. Rico's licking my feet. Yeah, I feel like Bumnik is gonna get exposed at some point. Give me the Cowboys, I guess, even though fuck. This probably be the game that fucking Bonix puts up like 50 points because everyone fucking runs to the Cowboys defense except for the fucking whatchamacallem Commanders. Sunday night. Packers Steelers. Well,
Packers, unfortunately.
Oh, God. The Packers, literally after that first game against the Lions, they have not looked that good.
Who would have thought?
But
who would have thought? They still,
the Steelers defense
they
also
still have a
terrible.
Fucking horseshoe up their fucking ass because they're
so
the Packers.
This might just be a get-right game for the Packers. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin's got to. Mike Tomlin's got to get to 9 wins somehow.
Give me the Steelers.
Do we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader this week, or we just have one game?
Yeah, we get a Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Enough of this bullshit.
Now we don't. I'm just fucking with you.
Thank you. It's gonna be a good week.
I just wanted. Do you know the Monday Night game?
Fuck no.
We got Commies at the Chiefs, and
the Chiefs are winning that game.
Yeah, Chiefs are winning, putting belt to ass. Patrick Mahomes win the Super Bowl and the MVP. Just putting it in right now.
Why do you care so much? What? Can I ask a question? You're so anti-Chiefs, and you're like,
I'm not anti-Chiefs. I'm one of the more pro-Chiefs people.
You're always like, oh, this league's so predictable, lame. Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. They always do. The refs help them out. But when the Warriors.
That was my bit for last NFL season.
Well, yeah, but meanwhile, when the Warriors had fucking 4 Hall of Famers on their team and were just beating everybody easily, you were like, oh, this is so interesting. This league is so cool. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck.
Because it was fun to watch.
No, it wasn't. That team sucked.
Bro, it was fun to see people try to go against the Warriors, and they LeBron put up his shots. And shout out game 1, 2018. Shout out George Hill.
I hate that guy. George Hill. Enough of him.
All right, well, you got in that game. I guess you got the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right. Well, that's it.
Oh, yeah. It's time for me to do my MLB fun rankings.
Dodgers number 1. Let's fucking go, baby.
That's not true. The fun rankings have the Blue Jays as the last team remaining because the Dodgers aren't fun.
The Dodgers are fun. Shout out Shohei.
I think the Dodgers will win this game because the Dodgers have more depth. The Blue Jays bullpen is – or win the series.
And the
Blue
Dodgers
Jays
will
bullpen.
Also have the rest advantage too. Oh, my
that,
God.
I don't know if that's good.
Can you stop looking at
me? I don't know if that's good because baseball is hard to get back in a rhythm after a long layoff. But
it's not that long of a layoff. Like they got
bro, they've had like a 2 week – they've had like a week and a half off.
Oh, they literally got done Friday.
That's a week-long layoff.
Wait, when's the next World Series game?
Friday? That's the first one.
Oh, shit.
World Series is not going on yet.
Damn, why is there such a long break?
They put in all the games because they thought maybe the Brewers would take the Dodgers to 7, but the Brewers sucked, as I said, this whole time.
Yeah, we swept them. Wait, but didn't the fucking...
They would still have a break. Like
the other game goes to 7?
If the other... No, yes, but that ended Monday. If the... The Brewers would have taken them to 7. Oh, they would have been at would have been done Tuesday, so it would still be 3 days off or 2 days off and then 3 days off.
Well, whatever. Oh, well, hey. God, Rico. All right. Well, that was Alex's baseball fun rankings. My baseball fun rankings. Shohei.
No one asked you.
Shohei, then the Dodgers.
Nick, take a shot.
Shohei, Mookie, then the Dodgers. All right. Well, now that the NBA season has started, this is going to be my shot last Thursday, but Alex, like, you gotta choose a team. You gotta choose a team. No, you fucking don't. The players are the ones that make it fun. The players are the ones that do everything. The players are the product on the field. You ain't watching the owners.
Okay, Nick, the players don't give a fuck about you just like the owners don't give a fuck about you.
Okay, but the players at least make it fun. The players are the product.
We're not rooting for the owner. You think I root for the owners when I root for the Cubs?
Technically, you kind of are.
Okay, so are you. If you want to see Steph Curry win, you're also rooting for Joe Lacob to do good things.
Hey.
If you want to see Lamar Jackson win, you're also rooting for Steve Bisciotti or whatever the fuck his name is to do good things.
Bro, I don't even know the Rams owner. Shit.
Yeah, but your logic is flawed. Yeah, you're just a pussy.
I
doesn't
think
like
your logic's flawed. I just like going for my guys. Go for my boys. But yeah, I like the NBA-fy the NFL and just choose players.
NBA-fy the NFL. That's a guaranteed way to kill the league.
Gross.
I love it.
Here's a take. Here's my shot.
The fuck are you eating, Rico? Rico, spit it out. I just want to reach in there.
Here's my take. Mail trucks. Why do we still drive on the other side of the fucking, not the road, but like, you know what I mean? Oh, why are they still reversed?
You're talking about mail vans?
Yeah. It's fucking 2025. Be like the rest of us in America. Be unified on one thing.
Shout out Maya. She recently started as a mail delivery person. Oh, there it is.
Bro, that sounds like such a terrible job. But I guess shout out to her. You should tell her that she needs to start driving on the right side of the car. It's annoying.
Oh.
And there's no point to it. I don't care what they tell you. That's my shot. Why would you fucking put the...
Oh, shit.
Nick just got something Rico was chewing out of his mouth because he shouldn't be chewing it, and then he threw it back on the floor. Why would he just put it on the table, Nick? You got to put it up. Jesus Christ!
This ain't my dog. How the fuck am I taking care of it? Gee, goddamn!
You would not. He would not last 1 minute in your house. You would not know how to take care of this thing.
I could take care of him. The rest of my family, no.
Oh God, no. Chantel, no. No, wow. And also I have a bone to pick with you, Chantel, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
Well, then I won't pick it. Okay, right. Goodbye.
We'll see you guys next week. I may do a solo NBA pod later, but talk to you then.
No one's asking for that.
Oh, I am.